Hey, I'm Carly.
And I'm Carly's dad, John.
And welcome to Hoosier and Her Daddy.
So while Carly's enjoying her freshman year and her experiences as a Hoosier there at IU, I had a completely different college experience.
Here we compare our university days and all the differences we have from them.
So today we're going to dive into the orientation and then those first few days at school.
Hi, I'm Carly, and I'm here with my dad, and this is our podcast, Hoosier and Her Daddy. And last week, we talked about being a plebe. If you guys do not know, I am a student at IU, and my dad was a student at West Point, and he went through the process of going through a military school, which is completely different than what I went through. And this podcast is to discuss all of that. And last week we discussed what my dad's experience was, what his college classes were his freshman year. And today we're going to discuss about more new things.
You know, just as a quick refresher, we had gone through as Carly was getting ready to head off to college and we're pretty close and just kind of asking some advice. And that's kind of when it occurred to both of us that I couldn't help her out as much with the experience. I could help her out with being away from home and that sort of stuff. But as far as what she was going to expect, I couldn't quite help out with, because, you know, I got on a plane the day before and showed up and got put on a bus. And next thing I know, a bunch of people are yelling at me for kind of not doing anything wrong. So, and then we thought this week we just take it the next step. And, you know, cause you know, Carly's got a lot of folks that she had talked to and, you know, her mom went to a small private school versus IU, but so certainly she was armed, but no one can ever go perfectly, you know, have all the knowledge and have all that. So what we're going to talk a little bit about today is Carly was going to kind of share with me some of those, you know, I really didn't think this was going to happen, or some of the things that she experienced that she wasn't quite prepared for those first few weeks of school. And then I'll share with her the same for me.
All right. So where do we get started? Where should we start off this discussion today?
Well, so, you know, we went to orientation, you know, mm-hmm. you went and did all that, and they're like, okay, well, this and this and this. And, you know, I know that, you know, they kind of tried to do a good job. Boy, that seemed to me like it was about 5 minutes of information that they spread out over 2 days. And I know you were kind of done with it too, right?
Yeah, there were definitely like fun things about it that, you know, I got to meet some people and all that stuff, but yeah, it was not ideal. I thought it was absolutely like ridiculous that we had to like stay there for 2 days. Or I guess we stayed there one night, but we got there a night early. But yeah, it was kind of crazy, all the things we did. But we got lucky because there was a storm in town whenever that happened. So we kind of got out of it before it started. So like, it kind of worked out. We had orientation literally like the 2 days that we had that massive storm come in, we weren't even there for. Like, power went out and everything, and we were able to just chill and take showers and watch TV in our hotel. But yeah, orientation was definitely different.
What are some things that you're like, wonder why they didn't mention this to me in orientation, or wonder why this. And I know one of the things that, and I don't know if you want to talk about it, but one of the things was kind of learning the bus system.
And oh my God. I hate them. I hate them so much.
Is that triggering you?
Yeah, no, it's fine. I just hate them so much. I literally, like, okay, so I live in the southeast neighborhood, which means, like, all my, like, my dorm is in the southeast neighborhood, and that means that all my classes are a good, like, 10 minutes away minimum, just because. And so for my first, some of my classes are, like, 10, 11 minutes away, and it's fine. But then, like, down here at Franklin Hall, I always try to catch the bus, and it sometimes tells me that it's going to go one place and then it goes the exact opposite, and so I end up having to get off at a stop before it takes me all the way on the other side of Bloomington, and then I have to walk even farther than what the bus would have taken. It's a whole thing. I was like, I've been late to probably a number of things, not on purpose, but because the bus was not my friend. And I've talked to multiple people, like, how to figure out this. And like, oh, I use this. And I'm like, but this doesn't tell you when it comes. Like, oh gosh, it's so difficult. It is not my friend. It is not helpful. And like today, it actually worked out for me, but it came at the time that it said it wouldn't. Like, I just happened to be there way before it said it was gonna be. And if I hadn't done that, then I wouldn't have gotten on the bus. Like, it is just so ridiculous to me how none of it is supposed to all be there and helpful, and it's not. And they didn't really talk about it. They said, download these 3 apps if you want. And that was about as much help as they gave on the bus. And I've used all 3, and all 3 have failed me. So, yeah, it's not fun. I tried one, didn't work, so I just moved on to the next. Didn't work, so I moved on to the next, and none of them have worked. Yeah, not fun. But you didn't have bus systems.
No. I do have a funny story about when I did take the bus one time. This was older. This was probably, you know, they'd put us on the bus like their first days, you know, to run us around and get all of our stuff done. But yeah, I do have kind of a funny one. So when I was there, and I won't go into much detail, I ended up having a kidney stone. We weren't sure what it was. So what we did is we had to go like to the hospital. You didn't have like the little, you know, doc in a box, you know, you didn't have that. You had sick call, but then they'd send you to the hospital for like everything. So I went to the hospital, and basically they're like, well, we don't know. Cause what was happening is I dehydrated myself. I was like going to the bathroom like all the time and just kept going. And I got completely dehydrated, and evidently they thought, well, it must just be, you either have some electrolyte imbalance or so they figured it was a kidney stone. They said, well, what we want you to do. And they gave me this jug, Carl. It was like this 3-gallon jug, and it was like maroon, you know, like they put like medical waste, that maroon color, yeah, that signifies medical waste. So it's that type of jug. And then they gave me these coffee filters things. So when I went to the bathroom, I was supposed to pee like through that filter to fill the jug. And the idea was if there was remnants of a kidney stone or something to get collected. But then they wanted to take that and they wanted me to collect it and then test it. So I've got this jug I've been filling up. Well, the only way for me to get to the hospital with my jug was the bus.
Oh no.
So I filled my, and again, I'm guessing it was about 2 gallons. I mean, it was heavy. It probably was only 1 gallon. I might be misremembering, but it was heavy. And so here I am, I go get on the bus, and it's got a lid on it, but this medical waste color, and it's sloshing. And so I'm like, oh my God, really, I'm doing this. So I'm on the bus. There I sit with my jug of pee on the bus going to the hospital.
That's so bad.
That was, you know, it was really bad. But because, you know, there's really, your senior year, you can have a vehicle, but you got to park it really far away. But there's, you're everything's there. You walk into everything. There's not even an option, you know, to do anything other than walk from your, what we call our barracks, our room, you know, the dorms, to classes. Everything was there. But to be fair, everything was much tighter than what you have.
Yeah,
for sure. But yeah, there's definitely, you know, in the summertime, you know, of course, when we were doing training, you know, you might get transported, but we weren't on buses. We'd be on like the back of trucks. You'd have to climb up and sit in the back of trucks and
yeah,
go everywhere for your training and stuff. So
I think the worst thing that happened was that the bus just left me.
Well, I was going to say, that very first weekend you were there, didn't you guys go off to like the mall or something?
Okay, there's like a preface to this. My dad knows, but for those that don't, I have a friend, Nisha, and we love Nisha. But Nisha's a little directionally challenged. I don't know what the whole thing was. I think we needed to get groceries or we were going to do something and we didn't know the bus system, but Nisha was all like, I know it, whatever. So we trusted her and she was like, yeah, we're going to come. We need to meet here and it's going to come in 14 minutes. Let's go. And then whatever. So we get there. Well, then my roommate and my friend, she starts to feel sick, and there's a gas station like right across the street. So I'm like, okay, the bus is gonna come for a little bit, so I'll go get her like some Pepto or some gum or some water or something. And I go and I get those things, and then I set all my stuff down to like give it to her. Well, because I set my stuff down, I forgot that I had set it down. I was preoccupied, and the bus comes way later, and so I had like completely forgotten because she was completely wrong, and the time was gonna come, and she said I was gonna go to this one place, and then it didn't, and it was, oh my gosh, it was so bad. So the bus comes finally, and we go stand on it, and they're like, "Where's your Crimson card?" Because that's what you need to get on the bus. And I was like, "Oh, it's not here." And I'm like, "Oh my gosh, I know." And it was like literally right behind me. So I stepped off the bus to grab it, and by the time I turned back around, the bus had closed the door and left me, and my friends were on the bus. My roommate got off on the next stop, and Nisha and her roommate didn't. They didn't care. They wanted to get their groceries instead, so they got off. And or no, they kept going, and then Natty's my roommate. Natty got off. Natty, I walked to the next stop to meet Natty. We were going to get on the next stop, and then we ended up having to walk because we couldn't figure out the bus system. But then it was like a 40-minute walk, and we were like, absolutely not. But then we heard a bus coming, and we turned around, and we like ran for our lives to get on it. We finally got on it, and then there wasn't a bus driver on it. They had like gotten off the bus to do something. I don't know what it was. And so we just sat there.
So wait a minute, you heard the bus, but then when you got to it, there wasn't a
car. Yeah, we heard it.
Ghost bus?
Yeah. So we were walking and we had heard like the sound of a bus like behind us. And so we turn around and we're just like running. And we're like, wow, like this bus isn't moving. Like we're either really fast or like... Because we thought the bus would have...
We know that one.
Well, we thought the bus would have stopped and then moved, but it wasn't moving. So we were like, okay, maybe we're actually going to be able to make it. So we get on there, and there's no bus driver. And so then we asked this, like, one of the persons on the bus, like, hey, what's going on? And they were like, oh, the bus driver just needs to get something. And I was like, what? So it was already weird. But then we're on the bus, and the bus driver comes back, like, 10 minutes later. And he's like, thanks, guys. I needed to get it back. And he's like, it's this big duffel bag with him. I don't know what was in it. And then we finally make it, but it's like a 20-minute drive. We finally make it there, and then we're at Target, we're getting all our stuff, and then we're like, okay, the next bus is going to come in 10 minutes, we'll get there, or something of that sort. And Nisha and Lila, Nisha's roommate, they're like, we're going to get an Uber. And I'm like, okay, we're not going to waste our money like that. So they got an Uber. Like, we didn't even see them anymore at that point. We get to the bus stop. The bus says it's going to come at like, I don't know, by this point, it's like 7 o'clock. Like, we are so tired by this point. It was like 4 o'clock and this whole entire thing started. It was a long time. And 7 o'clock, it says it's going to come right at 7 or at 7:03. It doesn't come until 7:30. We sat there for 30 minutes. Because the bus said it was going to come, and then it didn't. And then we kept checking, and it kept saying, okay, 7:10, 7:20, 7:30, 7:25. Yeah. So it finally comes at 7:30. We get in it, and then it stops at, like, Monroe Apartments. Because it's, like, it's the 9 bus, and it stops for 15 minutes at Monroe Apartments. But we didn't know that. We thought the bus was, like, broken or something. Because nobody told us that it naturally stops. And the bus driver didn't care to mention that to us. And we're like confused, and nobody's telling us. So we think the bus is broken. We've got cold groceries that need to get in the fridge, and we need to get home. And so we're complaining to Nisha. And Nisha's like, okay, guys, I'm going to buy you a Lyft. It's going to be there in 10 minutes. Go step outside. It'll be there, I promise. So we do. 5 minutes pass, and the bus starts to take off. And the Lyft has not shown up yet. And I'm like, so the bus does move, so it's not broken. So we're going to get a Lyft for no good reason. But the Lyft comes, and then we get in it, and we set all our stuff in the fridge. And by this point, it's like 8 o'clock, and we are so tired. We spent our entire afternoon and evening on this stupid bus. And so we get to the dorm, and we eat some dinner in the dining hall, and then we go to bed because we are so tired and pissed off. And that was the very first bus experience we ever had. And oh, it was so bad. It was no bueno.
Yeah, as you say, as you were going through that and talking, you know, orientation, I just realized that. So, you know, when I went there the first day, we flew into, the way it worked is you know, you basically, they help coordinate your travel, but I flew from Indianapolis, flew from that airport into, I don't know, we flew into someplace there in the city. And then from there, we took a bus up. And so the way it works is, you know, you either got there the day before, or your parents actually take and drop you off, kind of like that, you know, that first, you know, that day there, like when we dropped you off, you know, there, and you went and did your stuff at Assembly Hall. So it was like that. It was like the big basketball arena. But basically what it was is you went in there and you sat down, you kind of heard somebody talk. And then this guy stands up. Imagine this. So you know how emotional it was when we go drop you off, right? Well, this is what it was. And mind you, I already said my goodbye to Papa and Grandma at the airport, right? Mm-hmm. But there's a bunch of people there that's parents did drive them there. And so with this, so they go through and they talk. It's like 10 minutes. Hey, this is what you guys are gonna be ready to do. Parents, there's gonna be this ceremony tonight that you're welcome to. But as for now, this guy stands up, he says, parents, you go out that door. New cadets, you go out that door. You have 2 minutes. That's what it was. And it was like, and I was like, man, am I glad I didn't have to say goodbye to them like this.
So they had literally 2 minutes to say goodbye.
That was it. I mean, you kind of knew that was coming, but that was it. You go this door, you go this door. And then, so we go out, right. And get on a bus, there, a bus again, the theme of the show. And they take us to the gym. And this is where they've got everything laid out and they're going to give us, this is where you're kind of starting to get your uniform and stuff. And this cadet gets on, I mean, his uniform's like plastered to him, just immaculate and all this stuff. And he hops on the bus and he yells at us and he says, new cadets, get out of my bus and go stand on my line. So, you know, we get up and we go and they're yelling at you, you know, step up to my line, not on my line, not over my line. And they're yelling at us. And I never will forget one of my classmates. This guy's just like, he's standing there and he's like kind of standing on the line, you know, just standing there, you know, kind of as you do. And this, you know, this upperclassman goes and he yells at him. He's like, I said, stand on my line, not over my line. And my classmate goes, dude, easy. I just got here.
No. Oh, I bet he got like, in trouble.
Oh, there's like 20, well, not 20, there's like 5 other cadets, whoo, just right on top of this guy. This man's like, dude, easy. It's like Spicoli, you know, dude, that's the reference that most people won't get. dude, I just got here. Take it easy.
But that's yeah,
that
funny.
That was pretty good.
That's brave.
So, yeah, I mean, so yeah, other than that, it was all a lot of walking. But it's kind of cool that first day for us. You get this, I'll have to show you a picture sometime, but basically you've got on your, like your gym shirt. It's a white shirt with the West Point crest on it. You've got these old school, like black shorts, like it's like they'd worn a basketball game in the 60s, you know, black with like this yellow trim on it. And you're wearing that, and you're wearing black socks pulled up with leather shoes on. Leather, what they call low quarters, like leather dress shoes.
Like in the summer?
Because, yeah, but you're wearing like your uniform shoes, your full leather uniform shoes because with this gym stuff on, because the idea is they're going to be teaching you to march during the day, and they want you to break in those shoes. Now, you get gym shoes with you, too, but this whole first day, that's what you're wearing. And you've got this booklet. I'm trying to think of how to explain it. Basically, it's like this package of like tickets, like Mike's car wash, or you go to a car wash place and you get these little tickets you tear out, or like a coupon book, something like that. So it's like that, but it is pinned to you. And so basically when you get lost, because you're just running around everywhere, any of these cadets that see you, the senior cadets, they can come up to you, they can look and see what you've done, because when you go to the place, they tear it off. So they can go look and see what you've done, what you haven't done, and they can send you in the right direction. And you're always supposed to come back to this one place to go see the cadet in the red sash. You know, they've got the sash on. I went up to report to them one time, and what you had to do is you had to walk up, you go, "Sir, new cadet Flanagan reports to the cadet in the red sash." Well, I went and I said one time, you know, "Sir, you know, new cadet Flanagan reports to the red man in the sash." I remember saying that, and he's like, "Whoa, what you doing?" And just yelling at me, you know, just because I was saying stuff wrong. I mean, it's an interesting day, but they go through and do all that. But again, I was pretty sure that it wasn't going to do a whole lot of good to explain that to you, because I was pretty sure they weren't doing that when we took you there to the assembly hall.
No, they did. What did we do? We
because we weren't allowed in there.
What did they separated us? Okay, they separated us because we were all together, and then they separated us, and then we were in little groups, and we were in this like classroom, and then we went over like, it was a bunch of like safety things, but like we had to do this before before school started too. It was due like 2 days before I moved in, and it was about like drugs, alcohol, and what else? Consent. It was like those three things.
Oh, okay.
So we had like to learn about like what to do in a situation and all this stuff. And in orientation, they took us in small groups, and they gave us like scenarios. And then they also did a thing where it was like opinions, and like you had to put where you stood. And they were like, "This is because when you go to school with all these people, you're going to have different opinions, and you need to be okay with that." And I was like, why? Because then we had to do that exact same thing online. And I'm like, why couldn't we have just done this online? Because it took me 20 minutes online, but it took us 3 hours to do in orientation. I was literally so mad because we had to do it both. And I'm like, why couldn't we just, like, this could have been an email for real. Like, this is so annoying. And so that was what happened. And then what else did we do? We had this nasty ass lunch. It was so disgusting. It was like dry bread, old turkey. Like, I was like, it's fine. It's just a turkey sandwich. But it was like the worst way someone could have made a turkey. And the chips were so bad. I was like, come on. If you're going to provide a lunch, I would have just packed my own. But anyways. And then we did, what else? I don't know. Like, we did, it was like 2 days. And like the second day was like where we set up our classes, which made sense. But you guys wrote a letter for me because I got a letter in the mail from both of you.
So, yeah, that was during orientation. We had like some time, you know, they were just kind of going through, talking about some of the things that a lot of kids go through, you know, getting homesick and doing different things. It was just a way that we had time. They give us paper. Hey, you write, don't tell your kid about this, but write them the letter. And you know, we're going to give it to them at what, you know, 4 or 5 weeks in, just as a way to kind of remember, hey, this is what all you were thinking on this day, you know, versus there. But, you know, I'd had the other letter I wrote for you. Anyway.
Yeah. But yeah.
That was a little different.
It was just funny to me because, like, you didn't get that, but we got all these nice things. We got a lunch, you know, I was complaining about lunch, but you probably didn't even get one. But they did. We all went to Forest. We all went to Forest Dining Hall to kind of get a taste of what the dining hall was like. Remember that?
Yeah, but that was during.
That was at the end. That's what I'm saying.
And we didn't know at the time that that's where you were staying.
But we found out the next day. Because then we went, we just coincidentally were there, and we found out that we were living in Forest. Remember that? And then we, like, went and asked to see a room.
Mm-hmm.
And then we, like, saw the room, and I was like, this room sucks. Like, I was like, this room is so small, and there's nothing, well, like, oh, my gosh.
In the laundry room.
Yeah, oh, my gosh, it's still really creepy.
And now it's time for a new segment on the podcast, Two Truths and a Lie.
Our time so, for Two and Truths and a Lie segment.
Yeah. So as we're filling all this out, so I've got that. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read to you, you know, three different things, and two of them are true. And then you have to kind of talk through and then guess which one you think is the lie.
Okay.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
So the first one is, so one of the things, and I'll use this term, it's a plebe. That's what we are when we're freshmen. And so we have duties. And so I listed here that the plebe duties that we had to do every week included laundry delivery, newspaper delivery, calling out the uniforms, calling out times for formations, and collecting recycling.
That's like five things.
Those are part of our duties. Well, all of those things. So for it to be true, all that we had to have done, all those things, that had to be part of all the stuff that we had to do.
Okay.
All right, so that's one of them. Another one is, so one of the things that happens the first week, it's within the first few weeks of the year, is the seniors get their class rings. And so as plebes, after they get their class rings, as plebes, we chase them down and we serenade them with phrases and we try to get them to let us kiss their class rings. So that's one of them.
That's funny.
And so, well, or maybe it's a lie. Who knows? Maybe it's funny or maybe it's a lie.
Well, either way, it's just funny.
And so the last one is that on the first day of arriving at West Point, so our first day, I told you, you know, we get there, they split us up, we get off the bus, they start to put us in stuff. So by the end of the first day, we've been fitted and issued our uniforms. We have gone on a 5-mile road march. We have taken a PT test. You know, that's where you have to run, do push-ups and sit-ups. And we qualified with our rifle. We have all that done at the end of our first day.
I really want to say, this isn't my final answer, okay? I'm thinking it through. I really want to say that the second one isn't true, because, like, West Point's so intense. There's no way that, like, they would let you... Like, that's not fun. Like, it's not even, like, torture to you. It's just, like, torture to them. And, like, the point of it is to torture the plebes, I feel like. Like, making you run around and, like why would you even want to do that? Like, people don't have to do that. I feel like part of, like, being a plebe and just, like, in general being a freshman, like, you get, like, hazed, you know? So, like, I feel like that's not really hazing. The other two things are definitely, like, hazing. The first one's okay, maybe the last one isn't necessarily hazing, but it seems like a requirement. But it also feels like that's a lot in one day. Maybe that's all like within the first week. And then the first one was like a lot of different duties. Like the first one was a lot of different tasks. I don't know. Like that one seems more reasonable. So okay, I'm gonna say the first, but the last one seems... Okay, I feel like that last one's very true. I feel like that one's the truth. I feel like that one's a good truth.
Okay.
The lie, though. Okay, the middle one just screams lie, but I can't say that yet. I don't know. I feel like that one's so much of a... Like, you could not have made that up. But if you did, that's what makes it so fun. You could not have made the second one up. Like, if you did, that's actually really funny. But, okay, the first one, I feel like that's so many things. Maybe you, like, threw in a couple extra. Like, maybe there were three of those things, but, like, the other ones weren't necessarily true. So that makes it the lie. Like, that could be a good tactic. Oh, my gosh. Okay, this is so difficult. Okay. How am I going to decide? I don't know. I want to be right so badly. Like, I need to win. Like, this isn't just a joke. Okay. The lie is... Okay, I'm going to rule out the second. The lie is the second one.
And the second one, that was the class ring one?
Yeah.
So let's start.
No, you have to tell me. Was I right or was I wrong?
Well, we're going to go through. I'm gonna
suspense.
So we'll do the first one for the duties.
You're
right?
Killing me, Smalls.
So, So the first one, the plea duties, is true.
Yes.
We absolutely.
So the third one's a lie.
Absolutely.
The third one's a lie. The one I ruled out.
I'm not there yet. I'm
not patient, Grasshopper. I'm gonna
stop. Patience. So the first one's true. So what you had to do is laundry. You sent your laundry out. You dumped it. You know, like once a week, and then it would come back. One would be dry cleaning. One was regular laundry. But when it came back, it would be wrapped like in like Saran wrap type stuff, and it would have the cadet's name, and then we had to know where it went. And it was a huge deal because basically we would take it all, dump it into a room, and when we delivered it, we had to make sure we delivered the firsties stuff first, and then the juniors, and then the yearlings, and then our stuff. So if you couldn't do it efficiently, you always had to make sure it was done by those. And there were people that would just, oh, I'll organize it. Well, no, you jerk. You need to deliver it to them because you know when we deliver it, we're going to get yelled at for something stupid. So the laundry was a pain. Newspaper, you just, you know, I think the newspapers were there usually around 5. We had to get them out by 5:15. And it was always, if it was cold, somebody had to go get them because they were all centrally dropped off. And anyway, we had to deliver them to everybody's room. And you had to make sure there wasn't anything missing. You had to make sure it was okay, because if you delivered a paper that was ripped or something was missing to an upperclassman, they weren't happy about it.
So then what would you do? Would you have to find a new paper?
Yeah. We'd give them – we'd keep the bad ones for ourselves. And then, oh, by the way, part of it was we had to memorize the front page and the front page of the newspaper and the sports page.
You told me this because they would ask you to tell you, right?
They'd ask me, hey, tell me about this story. I mean, when I say memorize it, you didn't have to know the words, but you had to know everything about that story.
Yeah. I remember this.
And then recycling was basically your newspaper and your aluminum cans would all get collected up. We'd have to go around and collect them. Those were all the duties. So the second one, the class ring one, you think is a lie. And that one is true.
No, so I was wrong. So the one I ruled out first. The one I ruled out first was the lie.
So this is what we would say. We would run them down and we'd say, oh my gosh, sir, what a beautiful ring. What a crass mass of brass and glass. What a bold mold of rolled gold. What a cool jewel you got from your school. See how it sparkles and shines. It must have cost you a fortune. May I touch it? And then they'd hold it out to us and we'd touch it or try to kiss it. Yeah, that was what that was. It was one of the weird things about it was you had this, they call them your India whites. I don't know what they use, you know, what uniforms they had, but it was like the only time you ever wore this uniform. It was really cool. It was all white, but then you had a maroon sash on it.
So then the third one was a lie.
Is the lie.
I wondered about it,
but
I ruled it out.
But there's some truth sparkled in there. By the end of the first day, we truly have been fitted and issued one of our uniforms. Actually, three of our uniforms. We have our gym uniform. We have our what they call the white over gray, which is just the white short sleeve with gray pants and our shoes. And we are issued that one, just one set of those. And then we have what at that point was called BDU, Battle Dress Uniform, but it's like our in the woods running around type stuff, right? And boots. So we are issued that. What we do is we learn to march. We go do things like get our mailbox issued. We get our hair cut. Oh my goodness, that's amazing when people come in. I mean, it's
like that episode of Phineas and Ferb when they go to jail because they're being too creative and Candace busts them and they have to get shaved.
Yep. So you get that. You're getting issued equipment like canteens and your linens and you're getting all this stuff done and sized. But we do not get issued a weapon. In fact, we only have our weapons. We have M14. We had M14s, which were more ceremonial. That we would carry for parade, and then the ones we actually would fire, you would just get those for summer training. And we didn't do a 10-mile march. We probably walked about that far during the day between all the parade practice, marching practice, and all that stuff. But that one was a lie, sweetheart.
Wow. It seemed very convincing.
So, one for Daddy, zero for Carly.
Okay, well, I'll have better luck next time, hopefully.
So we ended up talking mostly buses. But
yeah, orientation, more like bus issues. I just hate the bus, that's all. You can't get me riled up about the bus because then I'll just talk about it forever and how much I hate it.
Thanks for everybody that's listening. Certainly, if you guys have questions, that would be something very nice. We'll get something set up. And if folks have questions or folks have something that they want to hear us talk about, we can get some input from them as well.
All right, now that we've rambled about the bus, tune in next time where we'll talk about what we did for fun on our off time away for school.
Thanks for being here, and we will see you next time. I'm John.
And I'm Carly. Thank you for listening to Hoosier and Her Daddy.